Yes. 麦昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年6月26日，星期五。我们今天非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Kevin Chandramara， 就为我们继续讲述今天的国家放歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。Maharaj?
Yeah. I can barely hear you.
Oh, really? Tati, 你能听见我的声吗？
可以听到，我您和咕噜的声都可以听到。
那咕噜说他听不见我的声是什么原因呢？ Maharaj, what about now? Can you hear me?
Maharaj?
I can almost not hear you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
I can hear, but very small.
现在怎么回事呢？
Maharaj, can you hear me? Maharaj?
Yeah.
My voice is small.
Haribo.
Now I can hear you. I put the earphone somehow through the speaker. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, so you can hear me now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you turn your thing up or something?
No, I don't.
Okay, just one more time, speak.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me well?
Not very well, but...
Actually, now your voice is also quite low.
Okay, let me try a different... I'll call back in a few minutes.
Okay. 稍等一下，马老师他一会儿他再打回来。先挂了啊。Okay, can you hear me?
Now it's good, yeah.
Hare Krishna.
I don't know what happened there.
Maharaj, can you hear me?
Yes, it's fine.
But your voice is very low now.
Are you sure? Hare Krishna?
Yeah, could you speak a little bit more?
Hare Krishna, turn your speaker
okay.
up.
Okay.
Well, anyway, let's try this way, but your voice is rather low.
Really? Yours is good, though.
Yeah, but anyway, let's try this way. I can hear you.
Okay. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksu Amilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swamrupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sadvajatam Sahagana Lavanatandritam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Savita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vidishakamita Shri Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Vidyapate Shri Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Ima Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Vitae Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Ti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desa Tamine Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Krishna Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Krishna Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavani Shri Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Okay. Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki
Jai.
Chapter 11, text number 44.
国家梵歌第十一章的第44节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Okay, so this is Arjuna speaking.
这时节呢是Arjuna在讲述。
Tasmat pranamya paridayakayam Prasadaye tvam ahamishamijam Piteva putrasya sakeva sakyu Priyat priyat yarhasi deva shodam Tasmat pranamya paridayakayam Prasadaye tvam ahamishamijam Piteva putrasya sakeva sakyu Priyat priyat Yarasi Deva Shodam. Okay, the word for word.
字对字。
Tasmat, therefore.
Tasmat, 因此。
Pranamya.
Pranamya.
Offering obeisances.
行礼.
Pranidaya.
Pranidaya.
Lying down.
躺下.
Laying down. Kayam, the body.
Kayam, 身体.
Prasadaye, to beg mercy.
Prasada ye, 为了求恩惠。
Twam, unto you.
Twam, 向您。
Aham, I.
Aham, 我。
Pita Eva, like a father.
Pita Viva, 像父亲。
Putrasya, like with a son.
Putrasya, 对儿子。
Saka Eva, like a friend.
Saka Eva, 像朋友。
Saku, with a friend.
Saku, 对朋友。
Priya,
a lover,
爱人。Priyaya,
对亲爱的。
Arhasi, you should.
Arhasi, 你应该。
Deva, my lord.
Deva, 我的至尊主。
Shodam,
容忍。
Translation, you are the supreme lord to be worshipped by every living being. Thus I fall down to offer you my respectful obeisances and ask your mercy. As a father tolerates the impudence of his son, or a friend tolerates the impertinence of a friend, or a wife tolerates the familiarity of a partner,Please tolerate the wrongs I may have done to you.
译文，您是值得众生崇拜的至尊主，我因此五体投地地向您致以虔敬的顶礼，请求您的仁慈，请向父亲容忍儿子的无礼，朋友容忍朋友的莽撞，丈夫容忍妻子的随便一样，容忍我对您可能做过的错事。
Purport. Krishna by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's devotees, relate to him in various relationships. One might treat Krishna as a son, one might treat Krishna as a husband, or a friend, or as a master. Krishna and Arjuna are related in friendship. As the father tolerates, or the husband or the master tolerates, so Krishna tolerates.
要知由须拉帕夫帕提供 Krishna 的奉献者以各种各样的关系与 Krishna 交往，有的可能像对儿子一样对待 Krishna， 有的可能像对丈夫一样对待 Krishna， 有的则把他当作朋友或主人。主 Krishna 与 Arjuna 以朋友关系相处，就像父亲、丈夫或主人能容忍那样， Krishna 也容忍。
And similarly, the spiritual master tolerates the disciples.
所以同样的，灵性导师也会容忍他的门徒。
Because we make a lot of mistakes, but he causes to be merciful.
因为我们呢是会犯很多错误的，但是灵性导师呢，他是无缘的仁慈。
And this tolerance is, you know, extremely important.
但是这样的容忍呢是非常的重要的。
Krishna says to Arjuna, you know, eat cold, all happiness, distress, but comes to Tikshvashabhard, we should tolerate.
所以 Krishna 对 Arjuna 说呢，无论是快乐和痛苦，你都应该去容忍他们，不要过于的被他们所打扰。
It means we shouldn't get so disturbed about external things. We have to deal with them, but we shouldn't get all upset about it.
也就意味着呢，我们不应该太过于的被这些外在的事物所打扰，我们应该去处理它们，但是呢，不要让自己沉醉其中。
And in this case, it's just when friendly relationships we may, you know, do things that are not quite proper, but we tolerate.
So, 所以在这里边呢，就是有一些不是特别的恰当的这种朋友之间的关系，我们只是去容忍他。
Example of a mother is given quite often. The baby might kick the mother, bite the mother, vomit all over the mother, but the mother likes it.
但就也举了妈妈和孩子之间的例子。那比如说这个孩子他也许可能会乱闹，然后呢他会去踢踹妈妈，然后呢会在妈妈身上吐的到处都是，但是妈妈依然还是容忍，妈妈喜欢孩子。
So here Arjuna, normally he's friends with Krishna, and in the very beginning of the Bhagavad Gita he was arguing with Krishna.
那 Arjuna 他是 Krishna 的朋友，在佛家放歌的一开始的时候呢， Arjuna 他在和 Krishna 的进行辩论。
Then he understood, now I have to learn something.
然后 Arjuna 他就明白了，我得学点什么。
So he said, Shishyasteham, I'm your disciple, now you teach me.
所以他就说 Shishyastey, 那现在我是您的门徒，您得教导我，请您教导我。
And so Krishna's been teaching him, and even in the previous chapter he said, you know,You are supreme. He said all those things about Krishna.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就决定要教导他。那么在前面的这个章节里面呢，Arjuna 对 Krishna 说呢，你是至尊，他接受了 Krishna 所有的这些至尊的地位。
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Param. Now he's even more. Now he's forgotten. You know, he's feeling like I should have never been friendly. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he's so great, he's so powerful, and he's just in his awe and reverence for me.
而现在呢，而说呢，他觉得 Krishna 他是至尊，他是最有权势的，最有力量的，所以说呢，我不应该就是跟他以朋友相处，我必须要处于对他的敬畏之情的状态下。
But he's still talking like a friend, kind of, because he's saying, Krishna, you should tolerate me.
但是呢他依然还是像个朋友一样在跟 Krishna 说话，在跟 Krishna 说呢，请您容忍我。
And of course Krishna likes when devotees are friendly with him.
那当然 Krishna 他也喜欢奉献者对他是有友谊之情的。
So I think we'll go to the next verse.
我们现在进入下一个世界。
Adrishta purvam rishitosmi drishtva vayena cha pravriti tam manome tadeva me darshaya eva rupam prasida devesha jagannivasa。Adrishta purvam never seen before。
Adrishta purvam 从没见过的。
Rishita gladdened。
Rishita 感到高兴。
Asmi I am。
Asmi 我是。
Drishtva by seeing。
Drishtva 看了。
Vayena out of fear。
Vayena 出于恐惧。
Cha also.
Cha 还有。
Pravyatitam perturbed.
Pravyatitam 不安。
Mana mind.
Mana 心念。
Me my.
Me 我的。
Tat that.
Tat 这。
Eva certainly.
Eva 肯定的。
May unto me.
May 向我。
Darshaya show.
Darshaya 展示。
Deva, O Lord.
Deva 至尊主啊。
Rupam, the form.
Rupam 形象。
Proceed, just be gracious.
Prasida, 请赐予恩典。
Deva Isha, O Lord of Lords.
Deva Isha, 一切主人的主人呐。
Jagat Nivasa.
Jagat Nivasa, 宇宙的庇护所。宇宙的庇护所。
After seeing this universal form, which I've never seen before, I'm gladdened. But at the same time, my mind is disturbed with fear. Therefore, please bestow your grace upon me and reveal again your form as the personality of Godhead, the Lord of Lords, the abode of the universe.
译文，看过这个我从未见过的宇宙形象后，我感到高兴。但我的心同时也因恐惧而不安，因此所有的主人的主人，宇宙的住所呀，请施恩于我，重现您人格守神的形象。
Purport by Divine Grace. Arjuna is always in confidence with Krishna because he's a very dear friend, and as a dear devoted friend is gladdened by his friend's opulence. Arjuna is very joyful to see his friend Krishna.He's joyful to see that his friend Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and can show such a wonderful form. At the same time, seeing the universal form, he's afraid that he's committed so many offenses out of his unalloyed friendship. Thus, his mind is disturbed out of fear, although he had no reason to fear. Arjuna, therefore, is asking Krishna to show his Narayan form.Because he can assume any form. This universal form is material and temporary, as the material world is temporary. But in the Vaikuntha planet, he has his transcendental form, with four hands as Narayan. There are innumerable planets in the spiritual sky, and in each of them, Krishna is present by his plenary manifestations of different names. Thus, Arjuna is desired to see the forms manifest in the Vaikuntha planet.Of course, in each Vaikuntha planet, the form of Narayan is four-handed. And but the four hands hold different arrangements of symbols, the conch shell, mace, lotus, and disc.According to the different hands, these four things are held, and the Narayans are variously named. All these forms are one with Krishna. Therefore, Arjuna requests to see his four-handed form.
要旨由圣恩提供。Arjuna 是 Krishna 的挚友，永远与 Krishna 亲密无间，就像挚友与挚友的财富。就像挚友为挚友的财富而高兴一样，阿朱呢非常的高兴看到他的朋友 Krishna 是至尊人格守神，并能展示如此奇妙的宇宙形象。但同时，他在看过宇宙形象后，又害怕自己会出于纯洁的友情而对 Krishna 做出许多冒犯。尽管他没有理由恐惧，但他的心还是因此受到了恐惧的干扰。Arjuna因此请求 Krishna 展示他的 Narayana 的形象，因为他能展示任何形象。这个宇宙形象是无物质的、短暂的，像物质世界是短暂的一样。但是在 Vaikuntha 星球中，有他的四臂 Narayana 的超人形象。灵性天空中有无数的星球，而每个星球上都有 Krishna 不同名称的完整展示。因此 Arjuna 想看 Krishna 展示在 Vaikuntha 星球上的一个形象。当然 Narayana 的形象在每个 Vaikuntha 星球上都是四臂的，但四双手所持的标志物海螺、大头棒、莲花和飞轮的顺序却各不相同。根据不同的手所持的这四样东西的不同， Narayana 的名字也各不相同。所有这些形象都是与 Krishna 是一个完整的整体，因此 Arjuna 请求看他的四臂形象。
Okay. There's quite a bit there. Arjuna's fear is not, you know, really afraid of Krishna in the sense that Aranyakashipu or Kamsa is afraid of Krishna.
而朱呢对 Krishna 的这种恐惧呢并不是像Kamsa, 因为他无知于 Krishna, 所以呢他对 Krishna 的那种 恐惧是不一样的。
But out of love for Krishna, he's thinking I made offense.
Krishna, Arjuna, 他对于 Krishna 的这种恐惧呢是由于出于爱的恐惧，他觉得他害怕他做了冒犯。
Because if we think back with our friends and our parents and our families, if we have brothers and sisters, you know, we do so many things due to familiarity that it really isn't very nice, but they don't mind. If you do it to other people, they get very upset.
比如说呢，我们对我们的家人啊，对我们的朋友啊，对我们的兄弟姐妹啊，我们可能对他们做了很多的不当的这种行为，不当的事情。但是呢，他们却不介意。比如说，我们是因为太过于熟悉了，所以才会这么做。但是他们不介意。可如果我们要是和别的人做同样的事情的话呢，那别人可能就会觉得是冒犯了。
So, anyway, Prabhupada translates that he's asking to see the forehand form. But he's just asking to see that, you know, he wants to see the ordinary Krishna. On the battlefield, Krishna was sometimes four hands, sometimes two hands.
然后，是啊，帕帕在这里面就写到了呢，这个尔朱呢，他现在请求能够看到Krishna 的就是四臂的这个形象。那么在这个 Kurukshetra 的战场上的时候呢，Krishna 他有的时候显现的是四臂的形象，有的时候显现的是双臂的形象。
In Dwarka also, sometimes two hands, sometimes four hands.
在 Dwarka 也是如此， Krishna 有的时候是四只手，有的时候是两只手。
So in this case, Arjuna is asking you to see the original form. So Krishna shows first it four-handed.
所以在这里呢，Arjuna 他在请求能够见到 Krishna 的最原初的形象。那么 Krishna 他首先显现的是他的四臂的形象。
Which is in the Narayan forms are eternal spiritual forms in the Vaikuntha planets.
那这四臂的形象呢是 Narayana 的四臂形象。那这个形象呢也是在 Vaikuntha 星宿中的主 Krishna 的永恒的形象。
This universal form is material and temporary. It's just manifested as long as the universe exists.
但是呢，在就是在这物质世界显现的这个宇宙形象呢，它不过是一个物质的形象，它只是在这个宇宙显现的期间，它会存在的一个形象。
So again, I was just reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Lord Chaitanya is explaining to Sanatana Goswami about all these different Narayan forms.
我因为呢刚好在阅读 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经，那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢在向 Sanatana Goswami 在解释主 Narayana 的这些不同的形象。
So he said basically there's 24 of them.
总体来说呢有24个 Narayana 的形象。
And then the first 12 are like when we put on Tilak.Keshava, Narayan, Madhava.
那么这前、哦、OK, 那么这前面的这十二个形象呢，就是当我们在身体上涂抹提拉克的时候要念诵的这十二个形象，比如说Keshava 呀、Narayana 呀、Madhava 呀等等。
So it describes one holds a club and it. Lower right hand and the disc in his upper right hand and the flower in his upper left hand around and around like that. So that's how you tell the difference.
然后呢是 通过各个主他手里拿着的不同，就是拿着的怎么说，就是不同的主他的不同的手会拿着这四样东西的这个顺序是不一样的，所以呢以此来辨别哪位主是哪位主。
And we're very lucky we know Krishna because within Krishna is all these things.
我们非常的幸运，因为我们了解了 Krishna， 因为所有的这一切全部都涵盖在 Krishna 之中。
And we know Krishna holds the flute.
We know all Krishna also what? Sorry, Maharaj.
He holds the flute. Yeah.
Flute. Okay. 那而且我们也知道 Krishna 他是有笛子。
So, and we know Lord Chaitanya.
我们也知道主 Chaitanya.
So they're both the origin of all the others. So all of them are within Krishna.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以及主 Krishna 他们都是最原初的主的形象，都是在其他的那些形象之上的。
All the Leela avatars, all the Yuga avatars, all the Guna avatars, all the avatars, everything's within Krishna. You worship Krishna, you worship everything.
所有的 Leela avatar, 所有的 Guna avatar, 还有所有的这些Yuga avatar， 所有的这些化身呢都是 Krishna 都在他们之上，所以说如果我们要是崇拜 Krishna 的话，就是所有的这些化身全部都被崇拜了。
And when we chant Krishna we chant everything。
当我们在念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的时候呢，我们也就念诵了所有的这些名号。
Okay. So Arjuna, he wants to see that. That's a form you can really love, you know. You can't really love the universal form.
You cannot, okay. 那所以说呢，阿朱呢，他希望能够看到，所以，呀，所以阿朱呢，他希望能够看到这个形象，因为呢，主的那个原初的这种形象呢，你才能够真正的去爱他。但是作为主的宇宙形象，你是没有办法去爱他的。
You can be in awe and reverence, you can like it, you know, you can admire it, but you can't have a loving exchange.
对于和主的宇宙形象呢，你是可以用怀着敬畏之情去崇拜它，你也可以喜欢它，但是你没有办法和它进行有爱的互动和交流。
Because there's so many things there, and there's all this death and destruction, creation, so...It's not something you can, we can love, we can have a loving exchange.
因为呢，在这个宇宙形象里面呢，有太多的事情，而且呢，有太多的创造，有太多的品类。那么你是没有办法用怀着，就是你没有办法去跟他进行爱的互动和交流的。
Arjuna, He loves Krishna.
而 Arjuna 他爱 Krishna.
As a friend. So they do things together. They talk together, they hunt together, they eat together.
那么 Arjuna 他是作为朋友在爱着 Krishna. 所以呢他们会一起行走，一起活动，一起吃，一起睡，他们会一起做很多事情。
When Krishna saw Kalindi, he told Arjuna to go call her.
To go what?
To call her, come here, come in.
Okay. 那么当 Krishna 看到 Kalindi 的时候呢，就对Arjuna 说呢，去把他给请过来。
When Arjuna wanted to marry Subhadra, Krishna made all the arrangements, told him how to do it.
那么当尔朱呢他想要娶 Subhadra 的时候呢， Krishna 他就做出了一系列的安排，并且还教尔朱呢怎么能够把 Subhadra 给娶到手。
Had him disguise himself as a sannyasi and stay in Balaram's house and Subhadra was serving him.
他让 Yeah, Marge, I didn't hear clearly for the whole thing. So he is asked Arjuna to disguise as a sannyasi and stay in Balaram's house? I didn't hear that part clearly.
Yes, he stayed in Balaram's house.
Okay, okay. 那么他呢就Arjuna 就Krishna 就教 Arjuna 假扮成一位 sannyasi 并且住在主 Balaram 的家里，因为当时呢Subhadra 是住在 Balaram 的家里的。
Then Krishna made the whole plan.
然后 Krishna 他就制定了整个的计划。
He even sent his chariot, I think, for Arjuna to use to kidnap Subhadra.
他甚至于呢，把他自己的马车借给了Arjuna， 然后让 Arjuna 用这个车呢去抢 Subhadra。
And then he convinced Balaram that this is what Subhadra really wanted. Shouldn't do it, so.
Sorry, Maharaj, I barely hear you.
Balaram,
I didn't hear the first part.
Balaram wanted Subhadra to marry Duryodhan.
因为呢，当时主 Balaram 呢，他是希望 Subhadra 能够嫁给 Duryodhan 的，所以呢，Krishna 就劝说了 Balaram。
But that might bring the two families together, you know.
因为主 Balaram 他认为这个 Duryodhan 要是娶了 Subhadra 的话呢，那就能让这家就能让这两家能够联姻。
But she wanted to marry Arjuna, so Krishna convinced Balaram and Balaram.
Okay. 亲爱的奉献者们，因为公主这边的这个声音我只能听到隐约的这个声音，所以呢我就尽量的翻译啊。但是呢这个Subhadra 呢他愿意嫁给Arjuna， 所以说呢 Krishna 就帮忙做了这一番安排，并且呢他说服了 Balaram。
And then of course in the battle Krishna was driving the chariot and Arjuna was telling him go this way, go that way.
然后在 Kurukshetra 的战场上呢Krishna 还作为了 Arjuna 的战车的御者，所以呢 Arjuna 就会向他指示着去这里去那里。
And of course, Krishna also had to encourage Arjuna sometimes, you know, when Arjuna was fighting Bhishma, he wasn't fighting with full strength, he was defending himself, he didn't want to kill Bhishma.
而且有的时候呢，这个当 Arjuna， 比如说他一定要去和祖父 Bhishma 作战的时候呢，他就不想用自己的全部的力量，因为他并不想要杀死祖父 Bhishma。
And Krishna said, you know, are you tired? What's the matter? Are you feeling sick? You know, what's wrong with you? Weakling, coward.
然后当他这么一做呢Krishna 就问 Arjuna， 说你为什么看起来这么无精打采的？你难道累了吗？你难道病了吗？你难道是个胆小鬼吗？
And then when Krishna went to fight Bhishma, Arjuna grabbed him and stopped him because he didn't want his friend to break his promise.
然后当Krishna 去和这个祖父 Bhishma 去进行打斗的时候， Arjuna 就一把就拽住了他，因为他不想让他的朋友打破他的誓言。
Anyway, there's so many friendly relationships.
无论如何，在 Krishna 和 Arjuna 之间呢，有很多很多的朋友之间的关系之爱。
So, next one.
下一个事件。
Kiritinam Garinam Chakrahastam Ischamitvam Drastum Aham Tataiva Tenaiva Rupena Chatur Bhujena Sahasra Baho Baba Vishwamurti。So it says Kirtanam with helmet.
Kirtanam 戴着头盔。
Garinam with club.
Garinam 拿着大头棒。
chakra hastam, disc in hand.
Chakra hastam, 手持飞轮.
Ichchami, I wish.
Ichchami, 我想.
Tvam, you.
Tvam, 您.
Drashtum, to see.
Drashtum, 看.
Aham, I.
Aham, 我.
Tata, Eva, in that position.
Tata Eva, 在这种情况下。
Tena Eva, in that.
Tena Eva, 在那。
Rupena, form.
Rupena, 形象。
Chatubhujena.
Chatubhujena.
Four-handed.
四臂。
Sahasrabaho.
Sahasrabahu.
A thousand-handed one.
千臂之主.
Baba, just become.
Baba, 成为.
Vishwamurti, universal form.
Vishwamurti, 宇宙形象啊.
Oh, thousand-armed, universal form. I wish to see you in that four-armed form with helmeted head and club.Wheel, conch, and lotus in your hands. I want to see that form.
译文啊，宇宙形象，千臂之主，我想看您头戴头盔，手持大头棒、飞轮、海螺和莲花的四臂形象。我渴望看您那个形象。
So here he's specifically asking for the universal form.
Mark, could you say that again?
In this verse, he's specifically asking to see the four-handed form.
So, 呢在所以在这个世界里呢，尔朱呢，他是特别的要求要看到主 Krishna 的四臂形象。
In detail, the club, he asked for all, everything.
所以呢，他是想要看到非常细节的，比如说要看到大头棒啊、飞轮啊等等，所有这些细节的信息。
Purport.In Brahma Samhita 539, it is stated, Ramadi Murtishu Kalani Amena Teshtan. The Lord is eternally situated in hundreds of thousands of forms, and the main forms are those like Ramna, Sringa, Narayan, etc. There are innumerable forms. Arjuna knew that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, assuming his temporary universal form.Now he's asking to see the form of Narayan, the spiritual form.
Brahma Samhita 第五章的第三十九世界中证明，至尊主永恒具有成千上万个形象，而主要的形象是 Rama, Nisimha, Narayana 等。至尊主有无数的形象，但尔朱那知道存在中的第一人格守神 Krishna。正展示他短暂的宇宙形象。Maharaj?
Mommy.
This verse establishes without a doubt the statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam.That Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all of their futures originate from him. He is not different from his plenary expansions, and he is God in any part of his innumerable forms. In all these forms, he is fresh like a young man. This is the constant feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who knows Krishna becomes free from all contamination in the material world.
他现在要求看到主 Narayana 的形象，是尊主灵性的形象。这节诗无疑地证实了圣殿波迦瓦坛的声明 ：Krishna 是存在中的第一位人格守神，一切其他形象都是源于他。他与他的完整扩展并没有区别。他无数形象中的任何一个都是神。他所有的形象都像年轻人一样充满了青春活力。这是至尊人格守神永恒的特征， 了解 Krishna 的人立刻摆脱了物质世界的一切污染。
Okay, so this is good fortune that we have this information right away. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以呢，我们非常的幸运，因为我们有正确的信息来了解主 Krishna， 他是至尊人格首神。
So he's told Arjuna this so many times throughout the Bhagavad Gita, so Arjuna is completely convinced.
因为在整部的圣典博迦梵歌里呢 ，Krishna 他数次告诉 Arjuna 他是至尊人格首身，所以呢 ，Arjuna 他也是完全的被说服了。
Usually Arjuna didn't think of Krishna like this; he just is his friend.
通常来说呢 ，Arjuna 他并没有以这样的身份去考虑主 Krishna， 他觉得 Krishna 只是他的朋友。
It's family friend, you know. You just hear everybody; they just love Krishna.
是他的这个家人，而且呢，所有的人就只是会爱 Krishna 而已。
They know his position, but usually they don't think about it.
因为他们虽然知道主 Krishna 的地位，但是呢，但是不会往这方面老是去想。
So Krishna, in any form, is always young and fresh. He's never an old man.
在 Krishna 的任何一个形象中呢，他都是永远年轻的。
He appears in animal forms and demigod forms and animal, but they're always young and beautiful. They're never old, worn out.
那 Krishna 呢？他会显现成是动物的形象 ，animal form and whatever.
Animals, demigods, so many forms.
Okay.OK， 那么这个 Krishna 呢，他也会显现成动物的形象，会显现成半神人的形象。但无论他显现成什么形象，他都永远是年轻的，永远是美丽的，从来不会变老。
It says he appears in every species.
讲到呢 ，Krishna 他会显现在任何一种生命形式之中，任何一种物种里。
We only hear about the major incarnations.
但是我们听到的只是这些主要的化身。
We don't hear about all. There's too many.
但事实上呢，有太多的化身了。
So we're very lucky, and if we worship Krishna, we're automatically worshiping all these forms.
所以我们是非常的幸运的。当我们在崇拜 Krishna 的时候呢，我们也就自动的崇拜了所有的这些化身。
Lord Chaitanya also, he's also avatari.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他也是 avatari.
Of course, the word avatar has become kind of cheap now. People don't know what it means, but they know the words.
The word
avatar is used in many different ways now, and you don't know what it means.
Avatar, 人们有各种各样的对它的不同的理解。
You know, there was a movie called Avatar.
比如说我们还有个电影 Avatar, 阿凡达。
Some of these video games, you make your, they say your own avatar. You know, you just create your own identity.
那比如说在这些电影里面呢，也会有出现 avatar 这个词，然后呢就会创造出一个身份。
You know, due to our distributing the Bhagavad Gita so much,
Mark, could you say it again?
Because we distributed the Bhagavad Gita so much all over the world. Words like karma and bhakti and, you know, they have become common words, but most people don't know what it means.
Okay, 那就是由于我们在世界各地太广泛的在派发《博迦梵歌》这本书，所以说呢，使得像 karma 呀、像 bhakti 呀这些词 就被人们所了解了，但是大部分人其实并不理解这些词的意思。
But Krishna is avatari. He's not an avatar. He doesn't come from anywhere. He's Krishna. He's original.
但是 Krishna 呢，他是 avatari， 也就是说呢，他是化身的源泉，他并不是一位 avatar， 他并不是来自于任何一个人的。
And Lord Chaitanya is also avatari.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他也是 avatari.
So when we worship Lord Chaitanya, we're also worshiping everyone.
所以呢，当我们在崇拜主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候呢，也就意味着我们是崇拜了所有的这些主。
So we see when like different devotees in Chaitanya Leela offer prayers, even Jagai and Madai, when they offered prayers, they were mentioning, you did this incarnation, this one, this one, this one. You've done so many wonderful things.
所以说呢，当我们在读 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的时候呢，看到这些人在向主献上祷文的时候，比如说加冈马代他们也献上了这样的祷文。他们就会说您是这位或那位主的化身，您化身为这位或那位主。
So when they get the mercy of Krishna, then they can understand who is Krishna.
因为他们得到了主 Krishna 的仁慈，所以他们能够理解谁是 Krishna。
Krishna reveals himself.
而 Krishna 呢，也揭示了他自己。
This is causes mercy.
这是无缘的仁慈。
So, when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. That includes everything.
所以当我们在念诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗的时候呢，它就包含了一切。
Because there are many, many mantras and there's many different names of God, but The name Krishna contains all of them.
那有很多很多的曼陀罗，有很多的 Krishna 的名号，但是呢，当我们在念 Amaha Mantra 的时候呢，就包含了所有这一切。
Especially like Hindu people, why do you chant only Krishna?
特别是especially for Hindu people, you mean they ask why you only chant Hare?
They ask.
So,
Because they chant all the demigod names, they think that all names are the same. So they will say, why do you chant only Krishna?
Okay. 那么比如说就是这些印度教徒呢，因为他们会念诵所有的这些主的名字，然后他们就会问我们，为什么你们只念 Hare Krishna 呢？只念 Krishna 的名字呢？
That's why Prabhupada, he was happy when he went to America because When he told people, chant Krishna, Krishna is God, they said, okay. Because they had no idea what is God already. But the Indian people had so many ideas.
Because Srila Prabhupada said, when he went to America, he thought, 认为就是让人家一念这个 Krishna, 大家去念 Krishna, 他就会很开心。因为在美国当时的情况就是大家并不知道这些神到底都是怎么回事。但是呢，在印度就不一样，因为大家知道有好多好多的神。
All right, so we'll stop there, and because I think you have some questions, at least.
Yes.
I heard Richard.
Yes.
Go ahead.
那我们现在讲课这部分先到这儿，然后看到有些问题，所以呢，先给大家来回答一下这个问题。So Maharaj, the first question is from Rajendra Prabhu.感谢 Maharaj， 感谢翻译和主持。无法容忍的原因是什么？容忍的力量来自哪里？每天规范修习 Sadhana 能否培养容忍的力量？Maharaj, thank you very much. My question is that, what is the reason sometimes we cannot tolerate? And also, what's the strength of the tolerance from? And if we are very sincerely practice our sadhana every day, would that possible to cultivate the tolerance?
Yes. Well, we can't tolerate because we want things our way. We want
everything and everybody to make us happy.
We, sorry, Mara, I didn't hear the last part. We want everybody in the world.
Mainly because we want to be the controller.
OK, 那我们之所以不能容忍的原因呢，是因为我们想成为所有的人和事的控制者。
I want everything to be the way I want it to be, the weather, the other people.
所以呢，我们总是希望。
Because things are different than what we want.
那我们总是希望这件事情呢，能够按照我们的这种心意去发展，无论是人呐，还是天气啊。那当我们不能容忍的时候，是因为这件事情它是不能按我们的这种想法去发生的。
But if we're thinking what does Christian want, then we can tolerate.
但是如果我们要是想着 Krishna 想要什么，这样我们就能够容忍了。
You know, if we just remember that Krishna is the supreme controller.
而且呢，我们必须要记得 ，Krishna 他是至尊的控制者。
We think beyond that, you know, we realize everything's going to change, whatever the condition is.
所以呢，我们就必须要意识到，所有的这一切呢，它其实都是会发生变化的，有可能改变。
Like there's a story of one Rishi, I guess, from Satyayuga.
那我比如说有这么一个故事啊，是在萨提年代的有一位圣人。
His name was Lomasa Rishi.
他的名字是 Lomasa Rishi.
So he lived by the bank of the river and he didn't even have a hut.
他呢就住在河岸边，他连个小遮蔽所都没有，没有，他连个小房子都没有。
And he had a very long life.
但是呢，他的寿命很长。
He said he would live as long as there were hairs on his body.
他生命的这个长他这个生命的年限呢，和他身上的汗毛的数量一样多。
And he had very many hairs on his body, and one fell off every 100 years or so.
So one body hair is 100 years, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 那但是呢，他身上有好多好多的汗毛。那每一根汗毛掉下来以后呢，也就意味着是100年过去了。
So, someone asked him, you know, why don't you build a shelter? Because if it rained or got hot or whatever, he was just sitting out in the open.
所以有人就问他，您为什么不给自己搭个小屋子呢？因为无论是日晒还是雨淋，他就让自己待在这个他就让自己就在外面这么待着。
So he said, "No, I'm just here temporarily anyway. No need to make all kinds of arrangements."
他说呢，因为反正我也就在这临时的待一待，所以呢，不需要做任何的安排。
So.If we're thinking like that, well, this is temporary, you know, so I don't have to be too worried about it. Then we can tolerate.
所以如果我们要是认为这件事儿反正就是临时的一件事儿，我不用太过于担心的话，那我们就能容忍了。
If we're compassionate and we're trying to think of the welfare of others, then we won't be so much disturbed by our own inconveniences.
而且呢，如果我们要是有怜悯心，我们要是为别人的福祉着想的话，我们也就不会太过于的去纠结我自己到底怎样了。
Is that a help?
这样能帮到您吗？可以吗？So the next question is from Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Guru 您好，向您请教。国家梵歌第十七章第十师节的要旨中提到了，凡是非人格化的。而至尊凡却是人格化的，以此类推，个体灵魂是凡，是非人格化的吗？对吗？如何理解非人格化 ？Hare Krishna, Guru, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that in the purport of Bhagavad Gita, verse 10, chapter 17, it is mentioned that the Brahman is impersonal. And the Supreme Brahman is the personal. So in this case, for the individual soul is Brahman. So means the individual soul is considered as impersonal. Is that right? And what is the right way to understand the personal and impersonal?
When it says the Brahman, it usually means the Brahman effulgent.
那么当提到梵的时候，它其实提到的是梵光。
Supreme Brahman is the source of that effulgence, and that's Krishna. That's the person.
那么至尊梵呢？它是一切的梵光的源泉，那它指的就是 Krishna。
But it also means spiritual. The jiva soul is spiritual, but the jiva soul is personal.
而且呢，它也指的是灵性的。那么 jiva 灵魂就是个体灵魂呢，它是灵性的，所以它是人格的，它并不是非人格的。
So Krishna says, "Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings."
因为 Krishna 他说呢，从来就不曾有一个时刻，你我以及这些圣王们不曾存在。
So that's what it means.
So,
in the Upanishad, it says, "Hiranmayena Patrena, please remove your effulgence." You know, he's speaking to a person that the Brahman is the effulgence coming from the person.
那么在这个至尊奥义书里面，《一说 Upanishad 里面就讲到了，请您移除您的光灿。那么就是把这个光灿从这个散发出这个光芒的这个人的面前把它移除掉，这样他就能够跟这个人来讲话了。
So just like you have a light bulb, so if you're looking right at the bright light, you don't see the bulb.
就比如说你有一个灯泡，如果要是这个电灯泡很亮，你要是看着这个很亮的这个灯所发出来的这个光的话，你是没有办法看到灯泡的。
But the bulb is an individual thing.
但是这个灯泡本身是那个个体的东西。
So when you turn off the light, you can see the bulb. You can touch it.
但是你要把灯给关了的话，你就能够看到灯泡了。
All right.
好吗？So the next question. The next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 展示宇宙形体之前， Arjuna 与 Krishna 是亲密朋友的关系。看到宇宙形体，知道 Krishna 是至尊人格首神后，他们之间的朋友关系是否会发生翻天地覆的变化呢？是否会敬畏之情无限的放大，友谊之情无限的缩小呢？再也无法像以前那样亲密无缝了。Rajendra Prabhu's question, before Lord Krishna showed his universal form, Arjuna and Krishna, they are very close friends. They have that intimate close friendship. However, after seeing the universal form of Lord, after knowing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if their friendship has been changed upside down. If the mood of awe and reverence has been amplified endlessly, and their friendship has been, you know, shrinked in also in a very infinite way. So, if it's possible for them to go back, their intimate relationship as a friend, as friends.
Yes. Because Krishna, from him comes remembrance, forgetfulness, and knowledge.
是的，可以的，因为是从 Krishna 那里，人得到了记忆、知识和遗忘。
So the next verse is, there's quite a few where Krishna is
talking, but then Arjuna becomes peaceful and happy just remembering Krishna again.
因为呢，在我们后面要接触的这些师节里面，有一系列的师节是 Krishna 所讲述的。然后呢，在 Krishna 的安慰之下呢，Arjuna他又变得想起了 Krishna 之前是他朋友的那个状态，所以他变得又开心起来，然后又变得平和了起来。
And it finished the Bhagavad Gita, and then Arjuna fights like he's supposed to.
而且呢，在《博伽梵歌》之末的时候呢，Arjuna就开始做他本来应该做的事情，就是开始作战了。
Okay.
Yeah. Next question from Yang Gai Lian Mataji. 顶拜咕噜。感恩您的甘露，请问无论哪个年代，只要是有声名、有力量的代表或者有影响力的人物，都能算作是主的化身和扩展吗？请拜您。Please accept my vulnerable obeisances to you. Thank you very much for your nectar. My question is that, whatever the yogas, whatever those powerful and famous prestige personalities, whoever are very powerful, and they can be considered as the incarnation or the expansions of the Lord. Please allow me to say it again. She's asking that if it's true that for all the powerful personalities in whatever the yoga can be considered as the incarnations and expansions of the Lord.
They might be Shakshavesha avatar.
他们可能是 Shakshavesha avatar.
Because whatever anyone has, it comes from Krishna.
因为呢，任何一个人他所拥有的任何一件东西，它都是来自于 Krishna 的。
But sometimes there's some really amazing, powerful personality or something.
但是有的时候呢，就会出现
Krishna is using to fulfill the karma of all the people.
Krishna using them to fulfill the karma of, could you say again?
Yeah, the karma of everyone else.
Sorry, Maharaj, I still didn't hear the whole thing. Could you say it again?
Yeah, well, it's hard to understand. But, you know, when there's a big, big demon like Hiranyakashipu or Ravana or Hitler or somebody, that power comes from Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what did you say about karma thing just now?
And the karma of all the other people that suffer or enjoy because of him.
Oh, okay, got it. 是这样的啊，就是这个，因为所有的这一切呢，都是来自于Krishna 的。那你比如说，像是 Hiranyakashipu， 像 Ravana， 甚至于像 Hitler 这些恶魔级的人物呢，他们所有的这些能力其实也都是来自于 Krishna 的。那么 Krishna 呢，就利用了他们的这些能力来反映其他的人他们的业报的反应。
Something like that.
差不多是这种概念。
But they're not exactly incarnations like Rama and Shringa.
但是这些人呢，他们并不是主的像是主Vamana 或者是主Nrisimhadev这样的主的化身。
But because they have the desire and somehow the world has the karma or something for all these kind of things to happen.
So, 呢就是因为他们有那样的欲望使得主呢就配合了他们使这样的事情就发生了。
Okay.
Yeah, the next question from Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva， 请问在这个生命体有限的时间里，只念一个圣名 Krishna， 或只记着一个形象 Shyamasundara， 是不是就能够面对躯体被毁灭时错综复杂的物质展示，而专注于至尊主 Krishna Shyamasundara 呢？ Hare Krishna, dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that during our lifetime in this particular body, if we only chant Hare Krishna, holy name of the Lord, and only remember or meditate on the form of Lord Shyamasundara, if it's true that we are meeting the death moment with those kind of very complicated situation, and then it's possible for us to be focused our attention on Lord Krishna and on the Shyamasundara.
Krishna will help you.
Krishna 会帮助您。
Krishna promises.
Krishna 因为他做出了这样的承诺。
The devotee who's been trying to serve Krishna their whole life, for some reason, doesn't seem like he's able to remember Krishna. Krishna will make him remember.
因为当一个努力想要服务奉献想要服务 Krishna 的奉献者，如果出于某种原因，在他生命的最后时刻，他没有办法记住 Krishna 的话，那么 Krishna 也会做出各方面的安排来帮助他记住他。So the next question from Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 我想问问您，早晚 Arati 有什么不同的意义呢？这个仪式的由来是什么？从什么时候开始的？ Please accept my venerable obeisances, Maharaj. My question is that, what are the different meanings for the morning Arati and the evening Arati? And what is the origin of this artist from basically she's asking what is the history about this arti.
Well, the arti itself is ancient. Arti is a very ancient ceremony.
Arti 本身呢，它是一个非常古老的仪式。
Offering things to Krishna, greeting him in the morning.
向 Krishna 供奉，然后清晨来迎请 Krishna。
Mangal means auspicious, means to start the day properly.
那么这也就因为当我们清晨在见了主之后呢，它就能够让我们在这一天中从一个非常吉祥的、恰当的状态下开始。
So if we're dedicated to doing the arti, that helps us to get up early.To take a bath, to wear clean clothes, everything, because we take greeting the Lord.
因为如果要是我们要是致力于去做 RT 这件事情的话呢，它就能够帮助我们清晨能够早起，然后呢在沐浴之后呢，让自己处在一个恰当的状态下去迎接主。
So the ceremony offering incense, offering lamps, that's all very ancient.
但是呢，这个仪式本身呢，它是要供奉香灯水，那这是呢非常古老的仪式，就是在很早以前就有了。
But really, we should be trying to offer ourselves, not just things.
但是其实我们真正的要供奉的给主的东西呢，并不是这些物品，而是我们自己本人。
It's not so difficult to offer a flower or an incense, you know.But to offer ourselves, to offer our life, that's what we really want to do, but we practice by offering things.
那么就是供奉一些物品其实并不是那么难的事情，真正难的是把我们的一生，把我们自己本人供奉给主，所以呢，这要通过我们来供奉这些事物来习练。
So the evening arti, same thing, it's just evening also to end the day right.
那所以晚 arti 也是一样的，就是我们 在这一天晚上呢，要有一个恰当的方式来结束这一天。
Normally in Vedic society, at the sunset time, you stop your work and you just do your spiritual thing.
通常来说，在这个伟大的文化中呢，在太阳落山的时候，我们就不要再工作了。我们这会儿呢，要从事的是灵性的活动。
Of course, that's not like that anymore, but Prabhupada tried to make our temple programs like that.
虽然说我们现在的人呢，已经没有办法再这样去生活了，但是呢，释迦牟尼佛他就尽量的让我们的庙里面的这些活动以这样的方式来安排。
So long ago, I was working in Bombay with Giriraj Swami.
那在很长时间以前呢，我是在孟买与释迦牟尼 Giriraj Maharaj 一起来服务的，一起工作的。
And he knew many old men, pious Hindu men.
那 Giriraj Maharaj 呢，他认识很多的年长的印度的教徒，就是印度教的这个长者。
We couldn't visit them in the morning because they were doing puja.
那作为这些印度的长者们呢，我们是清晨不能够去见他们的，因为他们清晨在做 puja。
And we couldn't visit them in the evening because they were doing puja.
那晚上我们也不能够去拜见他们，因为呢，他们晚上也在做 puja。
But their sons, gradually took over the business.
但是呢，他们的儿子慢慢的呢，就接管了这些 over the business of what? Business of their business or business of puja?
The father's business.
OK, 那这些他们的孩子们呢，慢慢呢就接管了他们的父亲的生意。
In India, it's still pretty much, but many businesses family.
因为呢，在印度还是有很多的家族生意的。
So, but we couldn't visit the sons in the morning because they were sleeping late.
但是呢，我们这个。清晨呢，我们不能去见他们的儿子，因为他们的儿子早晨还在睡觉。
And we couldn't visit them in the evening because they were out partying and drinking.
They're on what?
They were out partying and drinking.
Oh, okay. 那么晚上呢，我们也不能去找他，因为晚上他们都在外边开聚会，都在外边开 party.
So things traditionally change. Mm-hmm.
所以说呢，这个事情现在都变了，时代不一样。
But that's the idea.
但是呢
，early morning and evening is for spiritual practice.
但是呢，这个为什么早晚 arti 呢的原因，就是因为清晨和晚上都是要进行灵性的活动的时间。
All right.
So the next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 这个年代的 Dharma 是唱诵圣名，不同的人解读是唱诵神的任何名字。刚才讲到 Hare Krishna 里包含了一切，为什么还要唱诵其他的名字？只唱诵 Hare Krishna 不就一步到位，一劳永逸了吗？In this yoga, the yoga dharma is chanting the holy name, and different people interpreted in a different way, and they will chant the different names of the Lord. However, in the lecture, you mentioned that Hare Krishna is included in everything. So why we still need to chant the names of, we still need to chant the other names? Why we don't just chant Hare Krishna?Because it is good for all.
Right.
您说的是对的。
All the names are in Krishna.
因为所有的名字它全部都包含在 Krishna 之中。
Okay.
下面一个问题 ,Hari Mansa Prabhu 的问题。顶拜 Guru,请问怎么向重症监护室 ICU 的病人给予具体的灵性帮助呢？让他们始终想着 Krishna, 能救他们 保护他们吗？还是让他在心里想着圣名吗？谢谢。Hare Krishna, please accept my vulnerable obeisances. My question is that, how to provide the spiritual help or spiritual support to those patients who are lying in the bed in the ICU, in the hospital? 让他始终想着 Krishna 呢? Is that possible to protect him, if to make him always think of Krishna? Or will that be helpful for him if he can chant the Hare Krishna silently in the heart, in the mind? Thank you.
Yes.
是的。
If he can chant it in the mind or if he can hear it.
就如果他们要是能够在内心中念诵圣名，或者他们如果是能够听到圣名的话，都可以帮助到他们。The next question from Rajendra Babu. Subhadra 在灵性世界是什么身份呢？ What's the spiritual identity of Lady Subhadra in the spiritual world?
Well, she's Krishna's sister in Gokula, so I think she must be also in Golokam.
因为Subhadra 在 Gokula, 她是 Krishna 的妹妹，所以我相信在 Goloka Vrindavan, 她也肯定是 Krishna 的妹妹。
She's a very mysterious identity for us to exactly define.
那么 Subhadra 他的这个身份是非常的神秘的。
I just think that we know, you know,
Sorry, Marsh, could you say it again?
To think, we can't think, well, I know exactly Balaram, Krishna, or Subhadra, they're very completely transcendental.
就是我们不能够认为我们都已经理解了 Krishna, Balaram 或者 Subhadra 他们的这个身份，因为他们是完全超然的。Marge, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You said that Lord Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both of them are avatari.What about Lord Ramachandra? Because sometimes they are always being put together. They are the Lord come to the material world from the different yoga. So I would like to know, Lord Ramachandra is just one of the avatar, or he is also can be considered as the avatari?
He's the avatar.
我想请教Mar 一个问题，就是主 Ramachandra 他是一个 avatar 还是一位或者怎么样，因为我们总是说就总是把他和主 Krishna 还有主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 好像总是在平起平坐的在讲，因为他们都是在不同年代的主的显现的化身。然后 Mar 就刚才回答说呢，主 Ramachandra 他是一位 avatar， So he is inferior to Lord Krishna
We don't use words like inferior.
Yeah, sorry. 所以刚才我就问马尔，我说那是不是那主罗摩穿着他就被认为是就是比这个主 Krishna 的这个位置要稍微低呢？然后马尔说呢，我们不用这个高低的这个词来描述主。
Different.
对我们来说不同，用不同这个词。
It's like, you know, some people get when they think Prabhupada is saying women are inferior to men.
那就比如说有的时候人们就问这个说爸爸是不是这个女子要低于男子。
But Prabhupada said, no, different.
然后说爸爸就说不不他们之间是不一样的。
Generally, a woman's body, at least the strongest man, is much stronger than the strongest woman. Right?
Could you say it again? I'm sorry.
Physically, there's difference, men and women.
Uh-huh. 就是这个从身体的角度上来讲呢，就这个女子之间她们的这个身体也是不一样的。
But that doesn't mean inferior.
对，就是男子跟身体他们之间的这种身体的结构是不一样的，但并不意味着女人就比男人要低。Yes, Maharaj.
There are women that are stronger than many men, or women that are better athletes than most men.
Yeah. 那么就是有很多的这个女子，她要就有的这个女孩，她要比很多的这个男人都要身强力壮。那比如很多这种女运动员，她都是要比男子要强悍的。
Like the strong, the best woman tennis player or something can beat most men.
Yeah.就比如说这个女子的田径运动员，她可以强过大部分的男人。
But she couldn't beat the champion man.
但是她却没有办法赛过就是冠军男。
So it's, you know, so when you say like Ramachandra is not different than Krishna, but different.He's not the original source of everything that Krishna is.
所以说呢，就是主 Ramachandra 呢，他并不是和 Krishna 完全不一样，他和主 Krishna 是有不同的，因为他并不是最原初的源泉，他不是一切的源泉。
All right.
Thank you, Maharaj. Here is one more question from Chen Guanjiang, Chaitanya Charan Das. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Maharaj 和奉献者们，为什么在梵歌中第四章描述 Krishna 把梵歌传给了太阳神的师徒传系，和前面的 Krishna 传给 Brahma 一直到帕帕的师徒传系不一样呢？Hare Krishna, please accept my vulnerable obeisances to you and all the devotees. My question is that in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, it is mentioned that Lord Krishna imparted the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to sun gods. But why this, this line is different as the disciplined line what we have?From Lord Krishna to Lord Brahma and to all the way to Prabhupada. So what are the differences between these two disciplined lines?
Which lines?
Basically, because in the Bhagavad Gita 4, chapter 4, Krishna said that he gave the knowledge to sun gods. Then from sun gods,It is, descended to the others. But in our line, it also said that Krishna gave it to Lord Brahma, then from Lord Brahma to all of the other members on this line. So basically, he's asking that the lines, they're the one line or two lines. This, discipline successions, so they are one succession or two successions.
Two.
这是两条传系。
A little bit different purpose. But...
因为呢，这两条传系它是以不同的目的而传递的。
Because he spoke to Brahma before there was even the sun god or anything.
主 Krishna 他是先和主 Brahma 来传递的这门知识，后来才传授给太阳神的。
What he spoke to Brahma was the Bhagavatam.
When he spoke to Brahma, what? Sorry.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear the whole thing. Could you say it again?
But he spoke to Lord Brahma with Srimad Bhagavatam.
主 Krishna 向主 Brahma 他所传授的是圣典博加瓦坛。
Which is purely spiritual only. Bhagavad Gita has different aspects.
Okay, 那么所以说呢，主Krishna 向主 Brahma 他所传递的圣典博加瓦坛，它是完全纯粹的。而像太阳神所讲述的这个博加梵歌呢，里面还有各种各样不同的方面。
Again, simultaneously one and different.
所以说呢，这又体现了他们的记忆记忆。Maharaj, that's it? Or are you going to say more?
Yeah.
So there was no more questions, that's all.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
Hare Krishna very much, Hare Krishna. 谢谢。
谢谢。
Yo, 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 yo.
所有荣耀归于聚会的奉献者 Hare Krishna Maharaj所以 Vaikuntha 之音服务源于聆听各位尊敬的奉献者那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了非常感恩 Kavichandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述以及为问题的耐心解答感恩 Sati Maharaj 为我们安排的这么好的平台谢谢所有奉献者的聆听深深的顶拜大家祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周五 Hare Krishna